This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, December 3rd. God's word for you today is paid in full. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11, and it says, "Then Elkanah returned home to Ramah without Samuel, and the boy served the Lord by assisting Eli the priest." Yesterday, we began to talk about the fact that what is standing in the way of some people's fruitfulness is the commitment they made to the Lord but have not followed through. Maybe you said to God that if He gives you a job, you will become a worker and you will serve in church. Whatever the commitment you made was, then God gave you the job, and now you're saying, "God, you know that I really cannot do this now because I'm so busy." Listen, the way it works spiritually is, once you commit, you follow through. For some people, your commitment was that you will fast for 7 days, a fast of thanks given to God for answering your prayers. God answered the prayers, and you started the fast. But after 3 days, you said, "God has heard my thanksgiving." So you started to eat. It does not work like that. If you make a commitment, you follow through. In the case of Elkanah and Hannah, it was not Elkanah that made the commitment, the vow, and that is huge. It was Hannah who made the vow. The way it works is this. If your wife makes a vow, the husband can cancel the vow. That is the authority God has given the husband. If a wife makes a vow to God and it is a rash vow, or the husband does not agree, the husband can cancel it. Please read Numbers chapter 30. But in this case, Elkanah did not cancel the vow Hannah made. And if the husband does not cancel the vow, then the vow becomes valid spiritually. So it became Elkanah's duty, not Hannah's duty, to fulfill the vow. I pray that God will give you understanding in Jesus' name. What vows have you made in the past that you need to take care of to unleash your next level of fruitfulness? In the case of Elkanah and Hannah, fulfilling their commitment unleashed fruitfulness in their lives. They had many more children. They could have held on to that one, and it may have even become a problem for them. What is a commitment that you need to release? God Himself made a commitment to humanity that the son of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Please read. And God fulfilled His commitment. Jesus came, died on the cross, and set us free. And now, God has many sons and daughters. As we partake in that commitment that God made, that heaven made, everything that God has promised that is in the covenant, which includes fruitfulness, will be released into our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, because of the sacrifice of Jesus, which connects me to the Abrahamic covenant, let fruitfulness burst out in every area of my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.